Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And we do have two guests with us today, Ken Christensen and Christy Plagman, and they are co-chairmen of the Eliminate Project. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Ken, we're going to start with you because Eliminate, that word could have a lot of meanings. What is the Eliminate Project?
Well, Eliminate is the acronym that Kiwanis International has put together that describes their project to eliminate maternal neonatal tetanus. And if you had the acronym in front of you, why they've highlighted the letters MNNT, which stand for maternal neonatal tetanus. And we think here in the United States that we don't have to deal with tetanus, but worldwide it's still an issue. In fact, there's a number of countries, approximately 30, that are left, that this is a real issue. And so we've joined forces with UNICEF to eliminate this problem from the world.
Okay, let's tetanus. That's, you know, I have to get a shot when I step on a nail, Christy.
Yes, you do, because spores are found in the soil and everywhere for tetanus. So when a mother is giving birth to an open cut, they are exposed to tetanus. And so therefore, this disease can strike anywhere at any time to these mothers that are giving birth in these poorest of regions.
Mm-hmm. So. And how many people are we talking, how many mothers are we talking about around the world?
We're talking like 100 million mothers and their future children that we're trying to immunize.
That's
immunize.
A big, yeah. Big number, Christy.
Yes, very big number.
So this is a huge project when you start talking about that you want to help 100 million mothers. But it is a worldwide project. It's not like the local Kiwanis is doing this all by itself. But how do they, Christy, you know, do you just get a tetanus shot? Is that like we do when we step on a nail?
Well, it's similar to what we do when we get go to the doctor's office and get a tetanus shot. But for them, it's a series of three shots, and series of three shots costs $1.80 for them. It's as simple as that to help save a mother and her future children.
Okay, so 100 million mothers, that means over $100 million. But again, worldwide, that does sound doable. So Ken, what is, in general, what's Kiwanis doing, kind of as the big, because you are an international organization.
Yeah, we're the project was adapted by Kiwanis International, and of course, with all the different clubs worldwide, why we get involved. And they've asked each club to take ownership in what goes on, and we probably won't share that, but we've made a goal of our own, what we'd like to raise here. And all of the money will go to the International Foundation to eliminate the project.
Mm-hmm. So. And hopefully there are Kiwanis groups all over the world setting those kind of goals. And,
That's right.
So then it does sound doable, doesn't it? I mean, when you first say over $100 million, you go, oh, my gosh, we'll never be able to do that.
Yeah, it is doable. It's $110 million, which they're trying to raise and will raise, and it's will be done over the next 3 years. And so the end of the project will be January 1, year 2015, and the mission is to eliminate maternal neonatal tetanus worldwide, and it will happen. And so we can say when we're done that we've eradicated the world of the problem.
Okay, now, most of us, then, we need to get a tetanus shot again like every 10 years. Will that be true? I mean, you say it's going to be solved, eradicated, but will it really be, or will it need to be ongoing?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. When the mother gets the tetanus shot, she passes through her blood. She passes the immunization on into her unborn child so that the baby is then born with the immunity and will carry that forward. But there'll be times when they'll need a booster shot, and part of the money will be set aside for the ongoing immunization.
Oh, that's good to know that it is ongoing, because otherwise you go, okay, we got to do this all over again in, I don't know, 20 or 30 years, and then there'll be something else to do. So, Christy, how have you gotten, or why have you gotten involved with this project?
Well, saving a child's life is very important. I mean, when these mothers are giving birth to these children and they develop tetanus, these children are suffering from an excruciating disease. The mother cannot soothe them because they're in so much pain. They're sensitive to light and touch. So any mother and father can feel the need to help them.
This almost gives me goosebumps because I just think of how terrible that has to be for a parent.
And as simple as $1.80 to save a mother and her future children why not help?
No. So. Okay. Well, Ken, you said that. Of course, the local group has a goal here. So what are you doing?
Well, we've talked with each of our individual members and give you a little bit of history here. A few years ago, the Kiwanis eradicated the iodine deficiency that was in the world. And we had a club goal, and we reached that. And so we went to each of our individual members to see how they wanted to respond, and we've had an excellent response already from our own members. But now we're in the process of going public with this, which is why we're here today. And thanks for your help, by the way.
You bet.
And so we're educating people about the need for the money to eradicate this problem. Anybody who wants to contribute can. So what we have planned for in the future are cans at various public places around the community, and they'll be labeled, and there'll be some brochures there, if everything goes as planned, that they can pick up. We have articles planned in the paper if people want to respond, and so we'll be going public with it. We'll also be having some fundraisers, and our first planned fundraiser will be a soup supper. And the tentative date, we haven't chiseled it in stone just exactly yet, but will be November the 1st, and we'll have a soup supper, and I think we're planning on having that at St. Paul's Lutheran Church. And I think what we're going to do is a free will offering, if you will, mm-hmm. Rather than mm-hmm. charge for tickets. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be doing that. And we're also going to have a display at the Harvest Fest, which is coming up on October the 13th. And then we also have an annual presentation to the ministers. We have what's called an appreciation banquet for our ministers in town. And we'll be making a presentation there and giving the churches the opportunity to be involved if they want to. By the way, we've already had some churches that have become involved. So
I would think it fits right in with a lot of churches' missions. And so it would be a really positive thing for them to get involved.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So, Christy, I want to know a little more about your involvement. I'm going to go away from the Lemonade Project a little bit. Your involvement in Kiwanis, how you got involved in some of the things you've done in Kiwanis.
Well, I actually kind of a new member. I've been in the Kiwanis group for about 2 years now, and I have to thank Ken for getting me involved. So we're very involved in the community, as many of you know, that we go out and do different events for the local children, like bicycle helmets and books to the newborns. And we have Josh the baby otter come and read to the children at the kindergartners at the school, and they just absolutely love him. So just to see the looks on their face is awesome. So, mm-hmm.
So you're really pretty much child-centered in most of the projects you do in Kiwanis.
Yes, yes.
Okay. What if somebody wants to join? Now, you just did that a couple of years ago. What do people do if they say, I want to get involved because they're doing good things?
It's very easy. Just talk to one of us members. We meet every Thursday at noon at Pizza Ranch. So it's very easy. Just stop on in and see us.
Yeah, come and visit. And,
yes, most
and
definitely.
Maybe ask some questions or,
oh,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And is there a fee, a membership fee?
Yes, there is.
Okay, well, we'll turn to Ken because I have a couple questions for him.
Sorry.
that's okay. You're still new.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, is there a fee, Ken?
There is, yeah.
Yes. That's normal.
Yeah, the fee, I think, is $95 a year, and that gives you membership, but we also have disability insurance in case we become disabled for a project that we might be carrying on. And so it's, those of us who are members, I think, are all common in the fact that the mission for Kiwanis is to change the world, one child at a time. And I liked your comment there earlier because we are child-centered, and what we do is for children, and which is why the Eliminate Project fits us so well, because we're about trying to change the world one child at a time. And if you're moved by that, which most of our members are, then it's the place to come and belong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like Christy said, just come to the meetings on Thursday, and we'll see that you get a free meal and join us and try us out
get
there.
Get acquainted. Yeah. Well, and the other thing I see, I mean, you have good relationships with the other communication, the newspaper, and I often see pictures. You have some really interesting programs.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we do. And I think Christy did a good job of summarizing those. We give out bike helmets. And I think she, I don't know if she mentioned that or not, but to all, I think it's third graders, I believe that's right. And we give out books to the for safety to kindergartners, and we give books on swimming safety called Josh the Baby Otter, and so it's all children. Mm-hmm. We also give grants and scholarships to high school kids as well for summer camps.
So that tells me some of the things you would do at a meeting. I mean, you've got to plan a lot of these things, keep them going and so on, but you often have speakers at your meetings.
We do. Typically on a Thursday, we eat, and the last half hour of each program is a speaker. Now, I would say that's probably 90% of the time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have our own business we have to conduct. Mm-hmm. But And so it's very interesting and informing.
So if you want to get involved with the Eliminate Project, a worldwide project that helps mothers especially, because they're the ones getting the shot, but helps parents and their unborn babies, you need to get involved with the Eliminate Project and watch for those cans that are going to be around and listen for some of your other projects.
Yeah, and I would say right now that if people want to become involved or if they're moved by what we're doing here, you could call either Christy or myself at 712-243-4392, or you can give the money to any of our members, or there is also a website.
Yeah, just put in Eliminate Kiwanis and you'll pop up.
That's it.
Yeah, very good. So thank you so much to Christy Plagman and Ken Christensen, who are co-chairs of this project, Eliminate. Until next time, here's a thought actually from Shakespeare. The quality of mercy is twice blessed. It blesses him that gives and him that takes.